A man walks into his own home to find his wife in bed with another man. His world collapses. Years of loyalty, sacrifice, and compromise evaporate in an instant. This wasn't supposed to happen. He'd done everything right. He'd been the nice guy, the provider, the partner who compromised on his dreams to build their life together. And yet, here he was, destroyed. This moment of devastation became the catalyst for a complete reimagining of masculinity, relationships, and what it actually takes to thrive as a man in the modern world. The uncomfortable truth? Almost everything we've been taught about attraction, relationships, and what women want is dangerously wrong. Not just slightly off, catastrophically, life-ruiningly wrong. Male attractiveness functions like a wheel with 7 spokes. Remove one and it wobbles. Remove several and it collapses. Most men obsess over one area while neglecting others, then wonder why they can't attract quality women. Physical appearance matters more than we admit. Dating app data shows women find roughly 80% of men unattractive. Even average-looking men can dramatically improve through the ideal shoulder-to-hip ratio of 1.62, well-fitted clothing, and strategic grooming. For balding men, embrace the shaved head. Think Dwayne Johnson, not your uncle's combo over. Money represents stored value, proof of how much you've contributed to others' lives. Status flows from wealth and influence. Women would rather share a high-value man than have exclusive access to a faithful but unremarkable one. Captivation is where successful but boring men fail spectacularly. Financial stability means nothing if you're painfully dull. Women crave experiences and adventure. Invite them into your passions: motorcycle rides, rock climbing, creative pursuits, anything showcasing your engagement with life. Frame represents your ability to maintain boundaries and lead decisively. Weak men constantly compromise their values, slowly transforming into accessories in women's lives. Strong men establish how they live and invite others to join on their terms. Game is the confident deployment of your personality and attributes. All 7 spokes work synergistically. Weakness in any area undermines your overall attractiveness. But here's what undermines everything. Modern men face a silent epidemic of plummeting testosterone levels. This isn't just about sex drive. Testosterone defines masculine energy, mental clarity, physical strength, and disease resistance. From age 30 onward, testosterone naturally drops 1-2% annually, creating andropause, the male equivalent of menopause that doctors rarely discuss. Environmental factors have accelerated this decline dramatically. Processed foods, chronic stress, excessive screen time, and sedentary lifestyles conspire to rob men of masculine vitality. Doctors often declare testosterone levels normal, even when they're in the bottom 10% of acceptable ranges. Normal isn't optimal. It's just not clinically alarming. Optimization requires removing harmful factors and adding supportive ones. Chronic stress floods your body with cortisol, which directly suppresses testosterone production. 6 to 8 hours of quality sleep isn't optional. It's when your body produces the majority of its testosterone. Eliminating processed foods removes endocrine disruptors that feminize male physiology. Reducing body fat to 12 to 15% is critical because excess fat converts testosterone into estrogen. Vitamin D3 supplementation of 5,000 to 10,000 IU daily, paired with K2 for absorption, directly correlates with testosterone levels. Without healthy testosterone, you cannot function optimally as a man. Regular monitoring provides a competitive advantage in a world systematically weakening men. Society values dangerous men who choose civilization over harmless men lacking capacity for violence. Training in martial arts, like mixed martial arts or Krav Maga, transforms you. Intense cardio reshapes your body. Controlled violence builds pervasive confidence. You network with disciplined people, and repeated failure develops resilience. Krav Maga, designed for Israeli special forces and banned from MMA for its lethality, teaches critical situational awareness, reading rooms, sensing danger, and either avoiding or preparing for it. This awareness becomes instinctive, protecting you and loved ones. If you have a family, developing capacity for effective violence isn't optional, it's responsibility. We live in a female primary social order. Breast cancer receives 6 times more funding than prostate cancer, despite similar mortality. 85% of homeless people are men. Men receive longer sentences for identical crimes. Divorce courts devastate men financially while defaulting custody to women. 94% of workplace deaths are men. Boys are educated in systems designed for girls, where masculine energy gets pathologized and medicated. The toxic masculinity narrative ignores critical data. 73% of adolescent murderers and 85% of imprisoned youths grew up fatherless. 26 of 27 recent school shooters came from fatherless homes. The problem isn't excessive masculinity, it's its catastrophic absence. Rather than resenting this reality, accept female nature. Focus energy on warm, feminine women who want leadership, not those who resist it. Most men cling to Disney version relationships, but biology tells a different story. Humans evolved as non-monogamous hunter-gatherers for 6 million years. Monogamy has existed for less than 2,000. We're promiscuous primates, forcing ourselves into a social contract that contradicts our deepest programming. Men's sexual strategy involves unlimited access. We produce millions of cheap, readily available sperm. Women's strategy is hypergamy, securing the best genetic material and the best provider, often not the same man. This creates the alpha fucks, beta bucks dynamic, frustrating men who wonder why women choose excitement over dependability. Women's sexual strategy evolves over their lifespan. Under 27, they explore relationships with high testosterone alpha males. By late 20s, biological pressure intensifies. As beauty and fertility decline, many settle for good enough beta males, providing stability without passion. During ovulation, women prefer high testosterone markers, taller, muscular, deep-voiced alphas. During menstruation, they shift toward comfort and safety. Key evolutionary evidence: human males are 15-20% larger than females. We have large testicles and penises designed for sperm competition. Women vocalize during sex to attract additional males. We have sex approximately 1,000 times per pregnancy, proving sex is primarily for pleasure and bonding, not reproduction. This reality suggests dating multiple women non-exclusively until one proves exceptional. This plate theory creates contrast to identify red flags, reduces obsession, and filters low-interest women. Only after extensive experience should you consider exclusivity and let her initiate that conversation. Understanding genuine desire is a superpower. Women either desire you intensely or they don't. There's no middle ground worth your time. When a woman genuinely desires you, the signs are unmistakable. She initiates contact, responds quickly, enters your frame without resistance, asks questions to know you better, gives gifts, prepares meals, and engages enthusiastically in physical intimacy, often initiating it herself. Think of female interest in 3 categories. Promoters, 9 to 10, are genuinely into you. Indifferent women, 7 to 8, might date you but frequently reschedule, take more than they give, and show minimal effort. Detractors, 1 to 6, won't engage at all. Here's the crucial insight. Genuine desire cannot be manufactured or negotiated. You must become desirable through confidence, competence, and strength. Women with genuine desire engage enthusiastically, going to extraordinary lengths for intimacy. Conversely, transactional interest comes from indifferent women who use intimacy as leverage, leading to chore play where men do chores hoping for sexual access. When a woman says she doesn't do certain things sexually, mentally add "with you" to her statement. Relationships flow naturally when genuine desire exists. They don't require hard work when you maintain solid frame and purpose. Make yourself your mental point of origin, the center of your universe. This isn't selfishness, it's survival. Develop all 7 spokes of attraction, not to impress women, but to become the man you're capable of being. Maintain boundaries without apology. Recognize red flags early and act decisively. Understand female nature without resentment. It simply is what it is. Women should be the byproduct of your excellence, never its focus. When you genuinely pursue mastery in career, health, relationships, and personal development, attraction follows naturally. Understanding these dynamics doesn't make you cynical. It makes you clear-eyed and effective. In a world systematically weakening men through processed food, sedentary lifestyles, and cultural messaging that pathologizes masculinity, choosing strength becomes revolutionary. Optimizing testosterone, training your body, building genuine value, and refusing to compromise your frame, these aren't just dating strategies. They're the foundation of a life lived on your terms. The system wants you confused, weak, and dependent. It profits from your uncertainty. Embrace uncomfortable truths that lead to genuine power, or continue believing comfortable lies that lead nowhere. The red pill isn't easy to swallow, but once you do, there's no going back.